Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Another day in the Pflugerville Ocean. We're glad you're back.
We're always happy when listeners come along for the ride. And who knows where Merv, our amazing mini submarine, will take us today.
Here comes Betty the Whale, and she looks like she's in a rush. Hold on, she's going to create a big underwater wave current.
Whoa! We're getting thrown around like a rag doll!
Steady, Merv!
Set Word-O-Matic for whale.
Setting Word-O-Matic.
Whales.
Betty, do us a favor and slow down before you get too close. We almost crashed into the ocean floor.
Oops. Sorry about that. It's just that I have something to show you, and it's kind of important.
We were just about to head out on a scouting mission anyway. Lead the way.
Follow me. It's way over by the Pflugerville Bay.
It's not like Betty to be so upset. I wonder what she's going to show us.
And she's really moving. Engaging turbo. Sorry about that, Zeus, but I did warn you we were going turbo.
She's stopping up ahead. Slow down, or you'll go right past her.
Engaging emergency braking system.
Zeus is having a tough day.
Sorry.
We zoomed right past Betty. Turn this thing around and take us in slowly.
Turning.
What is that thing?
Whatever it is, it doesn't belong in the Pflugerville Ocean. That much I can tell you for sure. Moving in for a closer look.
Am I seeing what I think I'm seeing?
If you're seeing a green cyclone in the middle of the Pflugerville Ocean, then you're seeing what you think you're seeing.
It's like a column of swirling goop, and it's getting bigger.
Betty, what is that thing?
It's not from around here, and it's very goopy and very green. Some of the goop is escaping the cyclone. I just got splatted.
Move in for a closer look at the goop stuck to Betty.
Moving closer. Extending robotic arm. Grabbing goop sample.
Get that stuff in here, Atlas. Let's see what we're dealing with.
Opening sample transfer portal.
Don't touch it. That stuff might be radioactive.
It's definitely goopy. And very green. It's practically glowing. Hang on, I'm getting a spoon.
A spoon? What for?
Just gonna grab a little spoonful here.
Please tell me you're not going to eat that.
Nope. I'm going to examine it in our electronic compound processor.
Oh, right. I knew that. Also, what's an electronic compound processor again?
It's a machine that can tell us what this stuff is.
Cool.
Preparing slide. Running diagnostics.
What's it say? It's radioactive, right?
According to my readout, the goop cyclone is made almost entirely of sugar, plus some green dye number 7.
Sugar? But that doesn't make any sense. What is a sugar cyclone doing in the Pflugerville Ocean?
That's the question we need to answer. And we have to do it fast. That thing is only getting bigger.
Is there a danger of having a goop cyclone in the Pflugerville Ocean?
Lots of dangers. This could be an ecological disaster for all the creatures of the sea. There's no telling what will happen if that goop cyclone spreads out in every direction. Marine life could get covered in goopy green glop. It's for sure a disaster in the making.
This is more serious than I thought. And look, the goop cyclone is getting even bigger.
It's starting to come apart. Goop is flying everywhere. We're hit!
We have to contain that thing before we do anything else.
But how?
Okay, that one got me right in the blowhole.
Let's message everyone we can think of. Maybe someone in Pflugerville can help us.
Good plan. Right now, we need to figure out how to contain it long enough to track down the source.
Okay, sending out a red alert message to Lucy Wow and Bobby Wonder, calling all friends of the Pflugerville Ocean. A goop cyclone has formed near the Pflugerville Bay. It appears to be growing. The Whale of a Tail team of Atlas and Xavier are concerned about how the goop cyclone might affect marine life. If you can help, please respond as quickly as you can.
Sounds good. Let's hope we hear back from our friends in Pflugerville quick.
Oh, already getting replies. Everyone is on the same message thread, so they can all see the messages. Let's see. The first response is from Grabstack. Grabstack of Florp here. I'm a director, an actor, a director.
He said director twice.
That's Grabstack for you. Bobby says we can store the goop in the Pflugerville public swimming pool. We've already moved the pool water into the pond at the park.
That was quick.
Oh, and here's a reply from Lucy Wow. I have a compressor hooked up to a hose system all ready to go. Bobby, meet me at the Pflugerville dock in 3 minutes and we can use your stretchy arm to position one end of the hose inside the goop cyclone. Kapow, my mechanical pygmy goat, can run the hose that comes out of the compressor over to the pool. It's a very long hose, like a mile of a hose.
Lucy Wow has so much cool stuff. Who keeps a mile of hose in a barn?
Lucy Wow does. Okay, we have a plan to keep this thing under control. A message from Grabstack. We can see the goop cyclone from the Pflugerville Bay. It's like a giant swirling hole in the ocean. Bobby Wonder stretchy arm carrying hose into goop cyclone now.
They are really fast at this stuff.
Lightning fast.
It's working. The hose is sucking up some of the green goop.
Looks like we have this monster contained. No more goop flying out into the rest of the ocean.
I am very happy about this.
It won't take long for the Pflugerville pool to fill up. And the goop is still coming. We need to find the source, and fast.
Come on, little brother. Let's get closer to this thing and see what we can find.
I can't believe there's a goop cyclone in the Pflugerville Ocean. We're going to move in for a closer look while you take a quick break. Come right back.
I bet it's coming from somewhere at the bottom of the goop cyclone. Head down there.
Heading down. But we have to take it slow, or we might get pulled into the cyclone.
Just as I suspected, there's a hole in the seafloor.
And green goop is glopping into the water.
Could we block the hole so the goop stops getting in?
I have a feeling if we do that, goop will build up and the pressure will blow an even bigger hole in the ocean floor.
You might be right.
Right now, we have it under control as long as the Pflugerville city pool doesn't fill up all the way. What we need to do is figure out where the goop is coming from.
I have one guess.
Me too.
The Snood Candy Factory.
And you know what that means? A land investigation. Also snow cones and bananas on sticks.
Oh, we're not going to Pflugerville to eat snacks. We're going to save the ocean.
I don't think one cancels out the other. Snacks and investigating go together like cupcakes and sprinkles.
Message from Lucy Wow. Kapow says the pool is about a quarter of the way filled with green goop. By my calculations, that means you have about 1 hour to find the source and turn it off.
We better move fast!
To the Snoot Candy Factory!
Setting course for Pflugerville Landing Area.
Open hatch!
Opening hatch. I'll try to find you a treat, Zeus, but we're in kind of a hurry, so I can't promise anything. Watch the sub, Zeus. We'll be right back.
Looks like Lucy Wow and Bobby Wonder are hard at work over there sucking up goop. Let's not disturb them.
I agree.
If it isn't Atlas and Xavier, the whale of a tail crew right here in Pflugerville. This is very exciting.
Oh, hi, Grabstack. We're headed to the Snood Candy Factory to do some investigating.
Hey, I could come along with you. I'm very good at investigating. It's one of my many talents. Heck, I practically ran the FIU.
The FIU?
The Florp Investigation Unit. It's known across the universe, mostly because I ran it.
Right. Okay, well, we really have to go.
Lead the way! Oh, and say, I can give you a fancy new haircut while we walk if you'd like. I'm that talented. I can walk and chew gum and cut hair and rub my tummy at the same time.
Doesn't Bobby Wonder need your help with the goop cyclone?
Yeah, he definitely needs your help.
So many things to do! So little of Grabstack to go around. I really need a clone. I'm gonna work on that.
I think one Grabstack is plenty.
I'll take that as a compliment. Anywho, when you get back from your investigation, stop by a Grabstack's Hair with Flair. The first cut's on me.
Bye-bye, Grabstack. Let's get out of here before we lose any more time.
Well, Grabstack can really burn through a lot of time. We have to hurry.
So, no snow cone?
No way.
And no bananas on a stick covered in chocolate and sprinkles?
Okay, that does sound pretty good. And the banana stand is on the way to the Snood Candy Factory.
To the banana stand!
Our special today is a banana. And it's on a stick. And it's got stuff on it.
We'll take two with chocolate and sprinkles.
Coming right up. There you go. Two bananas on a stick with chocolate and sprinkles. That'll be $4.
I have three seashells and a lip balm.
Oh, I do like seashells. But you can keep the lint ball.
Thanks, banana stand lady.
You're welcome.
Okay, Atlas, we need to eat and run. And by that, I mean run and eat at the same time.
Let's do it.
Wow, that's a big fence surrounding the Snood Candy Factory.
What was that beeping sound?
Oh, that's the two-way mobile message device. It's in my pocket with the lint ball.
Let's keep these banana sticks. You never know, they might come in handy during our investigation.
Good call. Okay, what's this message say? It's from Lucy Wow. The Pflugerville pool is halfway full. I hope your investigation is turning up some clues. You've only got about a half hour left.
Maybe we should have skipped the stop at the banana stand.
And the conversation with Grabstack.
Come on, let's find a way in there and see what we can figure out.
I can't wait until the next episode. We're doing an investigation. So exciting. Did you know keeping the ocean safe is really important? So important that the Whale of a Tale team has put together a webpage all about it. To learn all about caring for our oceans, just go to gokidgo.com/fish. That's gokidgo.com/fish. You'll find all sorts of fascinating ways to make sure the oceans stay clean and safe. See you next time!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.